Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 13th of February of the year 2020, and of course, happy birthday today to Jerry Springer, a pioneer in breaking down barriers to open discussion about and publicly manifesting symptoms of mental health issues. Celebrations today include National Cheddar Day and National Tortellini Day. Don't be fooled by that into trying to combine those two. You want a nice mozzarella, ricotta, parmesan and or Romano for tortellini. Don't be a chump. And we're going to have our guest today, the guy who puts the Davos-statingly handsome into the World Economics Forum annual meeting in Davos, Josh Gondelman.
Thank you. This year I showed up at Davos via hologram and people were thrilled. Or they weren't. I wasn't there.
This week, the world's news is still obsessively covering the biggest story of the year so far. Big breaking news of the until now untouched civilization that's been living beneath our very feet and plumbing systems. Scientists, diplomats, and the military all seem to be reaching consensus that these people are, in fact, the descendants of the Picts, who disappeared from the north of the continent of England around the year 900. And that seems to be about the level of consensus that anyone has reached. After a brief period of shared wonder and joy, factions and disputes have fermented online, and the London Metropolitan Police are currently attempting to control riots, counter-riots, riot protests, anti-riot protests, pro-riot peaceful marches, and general street-based politico hooliganism. Coming up today, we'll be talking to some of the best minds in the rapidly emerging field of under-London pundits about what's going on in the over-streets and how that will affect talks between the upside and the downside of the newly double-ended city of London. But first, your ads. It's time for your classified ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com.
Now, this is just one of my classic disrupting ideas and tactics, but if you unclassify the ads, perhaps more people would see and benefit from them.
No, all our ads are behind a paywall.
Well, all right. Well, look, I'm just trying to disrupt over here.
Get a perfect selfie body with extendable arm surgery and a number of built-in filters to maximize your sexy online presence at Meaningful Life MediSpa. Horrifying in real life, our range of plastic surgeries and full-body light reflection implants will give you that 2D gleam that makes all the honeys cream. Look us up at meaningfullifemedispa.com.
Now, this kind of competes with my business for taking better selfies, which is another person. You hire another person to come with you and you take pictures of them and post them as if it was you. And because you do this consistently over a period of years, who's to say that's not you? This could be you. What is the self? Who are we?
I mean, that is also technically fraud, but I applaud you for the innovation and disruption of your business idea. Also, I'm happy to advertise it. We run ads, Josh. You could.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't pay for ad space. I go on to podcasts and television shows as a talking head, and then I just talk my head off.
Mouthful of toothpaste and nowhere to go. We've all been there. Try half a glass of water, a versatile way to rinse your mouth. And if you can't handle orange juice after you've brushed your teeth, Why would you even want to try with a second half glass of water fulfilling your hydration needs with all of the wetness and none of the calories, oranges or juice that come with traditional orange juice drinks? Half a glass of water, more than a beverage, it's an experience. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Clean Mouth, Clean Lives Foundation. To consume, raise vessel to mouth and tilt. Warning, do not tilt vessel to more than 45 degrees until almost finished. And AdBull. Target your advertising with bullseye precision. For the small price of $99.99 and 99 cents, we'll make sure you never see an ad that isn't immediately relevant to you again. Sick of ads for things that are only mildly interesting to you? Try AdBull. We'll follow you with a drone and transmit your needs live to a range of large corporations so their state-of-the-art AI can offer you lag-free, tailored solutions to your advertising needs. Medicine won't go down? We'll advertise that spoonful of sugar. Coffee too bitter? Also spoonful of sugar ad, but this one's specifically for coffee sugar. Coffee too bad? See a range of increasingly insistent ads for better coffee with every unsatisfying sip you take. AdBull. Adding value. Taking your life.
Now, I love anything AI related. I shouldn't say much about this, but I'm kind of a pioneer in the field of AAI, which is artificial intelligence, which is just a guy dressed as a robot. It's a fake artificial intelligence system that is just a person.
I think he came to my party once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's all over the place. He's really getting the word out. Larry.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's the ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Today is very serious news, these riots happening in London. Josh Gondelman, you're over there in America, but you, of course, have access to everyone's data via your massive AI tech databases. Mm-hmm. What are the opinions that are moving here? Because at the moment, it is just chaos in the street. Everyone has an opinion.
It is. It's chaos in the street and chaos in the sheets. People are having wild intercourse after this. They are just, they're afraid because what is real? Up, literally, up is down, down is up. People, there's a horror. I've looked at the data, but the most salient point that I've heard of comes from my friend and protege, Elon Musk, a race of underground people that's really troubling to him because, you know, he recently invented the idea of tunnels underground for moving people back and forth. And if there are already people underground, that's going to be a problem for the tunnels. He's going to have to invent deeper underground or murder people with train. So one of those two things, and the science just isn't there yet on either.
Yes, I'm sort of being torn. I don't know where I sit with this because, of course, we have some sort of splitting of traditional affiliations. There's a right-wing pro-Brexit branch of British people that are saying that these Picts are the most British people and, in fact, that we should elevate them to a level of society and allow them to kind of control our lives, that they should be given more power in our government as we've withdrawn Brussels. And I say our, I'm of course a colonial Australian, but that mm-hmm. now that Brussels has taken its sticky hands out of British politics, there's room for more sticky hands. So Nigel Farage is heading up this very pro-Pict party who are currently clashing in the streets with the people who suggest that this underclass should be treated as, in fact, an underclass, that it should be treated as the peasantry that Britain sort of phased out after the Industrial Revolution, so that everyone feels a little bit better about themselves, but no one has to actually improve any quality of life.
There's a lot of nuance and finer points there. I do think, from my vantage point in America, I will say, if Nigel Farage wants to spend more time underground, I salute that.
Well, it's sort of interesting because people who would traditionally have affiliated themselves with an underclass, with a new civilization, try to protect that civilization and its language from having any damage done by, you know, the colonial British, are currently finding themselves on the side of Nigel Farage, which is causing a lot of crises. phase of self-confidence, because how do you know that you're believing the right thing if Nigel Farage accidentally agrees with you on something?
That's really tough. And that is why I will mention my app Believer. You say your opinion and then it tells you whether it's good or not through an algorithm.
And then it
recommends several products on Amazon that you might buy to reinforce or challenge those beliefs in a way that is meaningful, but ultimately not super consequential.
Things that you might like based on the things that you've previously liked that are the kind of things that you think the people you'd like to be like would like.
Exactly.
Exactly that. News is still emerging from the fringe of this under London city. They're taking down some of the barricades, given that the quarantine has been completely ineffective. But John Hastings is still on the scene covering all the newest news in the Picts scenario. What is happening now down there? It's chaos.
Alice, it's absolute bedlam. As you know, this morning was supposed to be the holding of Gary Barlow's Take That spin-off, Take Picked. Unfortunately, it turns out he actually can't sing and just looks really good stood next to other good-looking men. The group of Picts that he had formed into the boy band politely said they don't know how to sing and would like to go home. This caused riots to spurn forward and Nigel Farage to arrive and declare that the Picts should not be using the British word for domicile, home, and should instead use the term house. Of course, that led to many people saying that this is a co-opt of Hugh Laurie's best and only acting role, House MD, featuring a man named House Michael Douglas, who just likes Michael Douglas films. It's absolutely bedlam down here. The Argos has been shut. The H&M is still open, and prices have dropped. A Primark is on fire, but we think that is because Primark down here only sells fire. The police are refusing to intercede because it's very, very dark, and they forgot to bring torches, but have instead brought actually flaming sticks, which a group of left-wing people are protesting, saying this is a reminiscence of the Charlestown riots of a few years ago. Lord knows what is going to happen. All I know is that the Picts, they do a Reuben sandwich. Now get this. Mozzarella cheese instead of the traditional cheddar. It's an absolute revelation. But this is not about sandwiches. This is about the end of a quarantine and the beginning of a new, different quarantine. Are they going to try something called a backstop border that no one can actually explain but involves a bunch of small dog doors that lead you directly to Ireland? Yes, that has already been implemented. Is there a new BBC channel being developed down here that is only panel shows where different inanimate objects from a Tesco's compete against different fruits from Waitrose? Who's it hosted by? Harry Hill, of course.
Of course, there are pro-Pict riots happening all over London, as well as anti-riot protests, peaceful pro-riot protests, anti-protest protests, pro-capitalism looting, anti-capitalist bake sales, and general chaos. So, John Hastings, I think you are safe to go home now. We will negotiate the future of the Picts as we go. But good luck to you as it goes, and enjoy that Reuben sandwich.
Alice, I'm headed home, and let's all remember, no matter how this Pict controversy ends, let's blame Meghan Markle. She's just someone in love, but we don't like that, so f*** her.
And now it is time for Letters to the Editor. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Josh, I think the Picts are actually mole people just pretending to be Picts. Yours sincerely, Sandra. Thanks for your input, Sandra. I'm not sure quite what to say. Do you have any evidence for that?
I don't know if we say mole people anymore. That feels a little slurish.
It does, it does. I've not met a mole person, but I imagine if I did meet a mole person, they would probably not enjoy being called a mole person.
They would go, "You call us what on the top side there?"
How dare you? I'm just a mole who stands on my hind legs like the next mole.
That I would call a mole person. But a person who lives underground, maybe a person mole?
Well,
is that better?
We're currently in a great little window of history, Josh, where the Picts and us haven't quite managed to communicate yet. So we can use as many rude slurs as we are, knowing with confidence that we will be proven wrong by history.
That's true. And I honestly feel like if they don't like being a mole person, they should shush up and don't be a dick pic about it.
The Last Post.
Thank you for tuning into The Last Post today. We are here in your ears every day of the year, and you can hear us again tomorrow. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, so if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have a book of essays out now called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results. And I'm working on a nanotechnology that, it's just going to be so small. It's honestly, it might exist already. We just can't see it.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcast Productions. I'm Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.